You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, episode 65. Welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 65. I am Marcos Salles, and today we're going to speak about expressions such as assim que der and other stuff. Become a member and have full access to our episodes transcripts, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, which is our entirely in Portuguese podcast. By paying only a small monthly amount, you can practice your reading and you can also increase your Portuguese vocabulary, since each transcript has keywords translations that will help you with this task. And of course, you'll be helping us to keep this website online. The best part of it, you can cancel the subscription anytime with no small prints to do that. Needless to pay any additional fees because of it. Visit todomundopod.com and become a member. On today's episode, we're gonna keep talking about informal expressions in Portuguese that Brazilian people use all the time, such as assim que der, lágrimas de crocodilo, and so forth. Let's get started. Assim que der. First, let's try to understand the expression assim when it comes accompanied by the particle que in Portuguese. Assim que. We're not talking about an informal expression so far. Assim que is a formal term that means as soon as. So, we often use expressions such as assim que possível, as soon as possible, assim que eu vi, as soon as I've seen it, and so forth. It turns out that we, Brazilians, often use the verb dar, to give, in an informal way, meaning to be able to be possible to do something. How's that? For instance, não vai dar para ir te ver hoje. Não vai dar para ir te ver hoje. I can't see you today. It will be impossible for me meeting you today. So, when I say assim que der, I informally mean as soon as I can, as soon as possible. Lágrimas de crocodilo. Another informal expression that we use all the time is lágrimas de crocodilo, which literally means crocodile tears. To be honest, I know the expression exists in English too, but I don't know if people use it so often as we do in Brazil. We use lágrimas de crocodilo when we want to mean that someone is crying fake tears. Someone is lying to you as he is crying. This is not a genuine feeling. For instance, não acredite nela. Esse choro é falso. São lágrimas de crocodilo. Don't believe her. She is not really crying. PT. No, I'm not speaking of the famous group of politicians we have here in Brazil. PT is short for the term perda total. If you have a car insurance company, you may know that they have their own vocabulary. They have their own codes. PT is used when someone is involved in a serious car crash and there is no way to repair it. There is nothing left to do with the car. So they say, o carro deu perda total. O carro deu PT, meaning you need a new vehicle or your money back. As time passed, people start using the slang in other situations. For example, ontem eu dei PT naquela festa. Ontem eu dei PT naquela festa. I got drunk yesterday at the party. Ontem dei PT quando cheguei do trabalho. Ontem dei PT quando cheguei do trabalho. Yesterday, after work, I was exhausted. 171. See, I'm not saying 171. The way people use the slang is 171. It refers to an article from Brazilian Penal Code to sentence people that fraud documents. However, this is popularly applied when you want to call someone a liar or if you think this person isn't reliable enough. For instance, ela caiu no golpe daquele 171. Ela caiu no golpe daquele 171. She was victim of a scheme from that liar. Fulano é 171. Fulano é 171. That guy is a liar. Don't trust him. Well, that's enough for today. If you have questions or suggestions, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try and write it in Portuguese in order to exercise it a little bit. Don't be shy, because you know you don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.